Almost immediately, several days later, the number two in the Justice Department was sent down to Florida to interview Ghislaine Maxwell, a sex offender. Now, this is the number two in the Justice Department who just happened to have formerly been Donald Trump's personal lawyer. But this would never happen. Not in the realm of logic would the number two in the Justice Department personally go and interview a convicted sex offender. Anyway, he goes and interviews the convicted sex offender, Ghislaine Maxwell. Shortly thereafter, there is a transcript of their interview released in which clearly Ghislaine Maxwell is utterly on script. Donald Trump is the greatest guy. Love the guy.
Never saw anything inappropriate.
Never. I mean, so everything.
And also, Todd Blanche was pretty fawning towards her. You know, thanks her profusely for doing this interview, as if she had lots of other things to do and wasn't stuck in prison for the next 20 years.
The amazing thing is how transparent this was. I mean, it's kind of confusing. The thing about cover-ups is that they're supposed to be hidden. I mean, what is it even called when the cover-up is out?
It's released
in the
open? On a transcript.
And then almost immediately afterward, she is transferred from her terrible prison to a vastly better prison. On the way, I think we can reasonably assume, to a pardon or commutation of her sentence. And again, you know, the cover-up is completely out in the open.